Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 7, 17 to 29. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 17 to 29. As the time drew near for God to fulfill his promise to Abraham, the number of our people in Egypt had greatly increased. Then a new king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt. He dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our ancestors by forcing them to throw out their newborn babies so that they would die. At that time Moses was born, and he was no ordinary child. For 3 months he was cared for by his family. When he was placed outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him and brought him up as her own son. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action. When Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his own people, the Israelites. He saw one of them being ill-treated by an Egyptian, so he went to his defense and avenged him by killing the Egyptian. Moses thought that his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue them, but they did not. The next day, Moses came upon 2 Israelites who were fighting. He tried to reconcile them by saying, "Men, you are brothers. Why do you want to hurt each other?" But the man who was ill-treating the other pushed Moses aside and said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" When Moses heard this, he fled to Midian, where he settled as a foreigner and had 2 sons. My theme for reflection is the right time to rise. The right time to rise. Not long ago, I was watching one of our children try to solve a puzzle that was clearly a bit too advanced. After several failed attempts, the child stood up and dramatically declared, "I give up," only to sit back down a moment later, determined to try again. Something in them refused to walk away from the challenge. And that struck me. Perseverance is not about getting it right immediately. It is about remaining available to try again when the moment is right. In Acts 7, 17 to 29, Stephen recounts the story of Moses, not just as history, but as a prophetic mirror, a window into how God raises up deliverers in the fullness of time. This was not a nostalgic tale meant to comfort. It was a confrontation with a truth the Sanhedrin didn't want to face. That they, like their ancestors, were rejecting the very one God had sent to save them. The text captures a tension many of us know well: the gap between calling and timing. Moses was born under oppression, raised with privilege, and moved with compassion. At 40, he sensed a stirring. It came into his heart to visit and deliver his people. But rather than receive him, the Israelites pushed him away. They misunderstood his motive, rejected his leadership, and questioned his identity. "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us?" they asked. The irony, of course, is that God had done exactly that. Moses' story is a testimony to God's sovereign timing and patient shaping. He was ready in ability, educated in the wisdom of Egypt, mighty in word and deed, and yet not yet ready in character. His desire to act was right, but his method, an impulsive killing of an Egyptian, was not. The deliverer would be formed not in Pharaoh's courts, but in the wilderness. This parallels Jesus in powerful ways. Jesus too was misunderstood, rejected, and questioned by his own people. But whereas Moses killed a man in anger, Jesus offered himself in love. Moses fled to the desert for safety. Jesus faced the cross for our salvation. As Dr. Timothy Keller once wrote, Jesus is the true and better Moses who stands in the gap between the people and the Lord and who mediates a new covenant. The shadow points to the substance. In many ways, we are like the Israelites in this story, resisting what we don't understand, pushing back on God's interventions because they don't arrive in the way or the time we expect. They are also like Moses, sensing a calling but often rushing ahead or retreating in failure when things fall apart. But here is the good news. God is not finished with those who fail. He forms us in hidden seasons for the purposes we don't yet see. And when the time is right, His time, not ours, He calls us forward again. So the invitation today is not to rush ahead nor to despair when doors close. It is to live faithfully in the present and to trust that God's timing is never late. As Galatians 4:4 reminds us, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son. The gospel is always timely. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you've sensed God's calling, but frustration or failure has made you doubt His timing? Number two, how might your current wilderness season be forming you for something yet unseen? And now our practical exercise. Write a short letter to your future self. A short letter to your future self, reminding yourself of the promises of God, your calling in Christ, and the truth that delays do not mean denial. Seal it and open it in 6 months as a witness to God's continued work. God of perfect timing, help us to trust in your plans even when we feel delayed, overlooked, or misunderstood. Shape our hearts in hidden seasons, form our character in waiting places, and teach us to recognize your hand even when the way is unclear. May we, like Moses, be willing to lay down our comforts to identify with your mission in the world. And when the time is right, give us the courage to rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.